From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Next Wednesday will mark Confederate Memorial Day in Florida. The holiday recognizes the roughly 258,000 Confederate soldiers who died in the line of duty during the American Civil War. That's prompted this week's essay from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams, looking back on her own son's time in elementary school and some of the historic portraits that lined the walls of his school.
Are you making anything for tomorrow? Sherma asked me as we stood in the aisle after the second grade awards ceremony, my hands still stung itchily from clapping as each child climbed the wooden stairs to the stage, a teacher's amplified voice reciting his or her awards to cheers from classmates and adults. I don't know how it is at other elementary schools, but at Alva, every kid walks off with at least an honor or two, and that's fine with me. I also don't know if it was the recent spate of awful headlines or a morning of hormonal fragility, but my heart ached protectively as each little pair of shoes strode toward the podium on the next to the last day of school. I wanted to smooth each uncombed cowlick, tuck in every pulled-out shirt, snug up each half-untied dress sash. They're still so small, those second graders, still skinny-legged, calf-eyed, and kitten-voiced. The impulse to surround them, shelter them, protect them was all but overwhelming. I knew, of course, that I can't, that I shouldn't, that they have to walk that stage, face that audience, and head into the next year on their own. But before they did, Sherma was at least going to see to it that they all had a small last day of school party. Our 8-year-old Nash and her grandson Joseph were in kindergarten together and were now finishing second grade together with a walk across the stage's old polished boards. On each side of the cobalt curtains, two painted faces stared gravely down at them and at the proceedings. Thomas Edison's on the left, Robert E. Lee's on the right. Just days earlier, that stage had been the site of the school's annual talent show. And the general and the inventor had been there for that, too. The duets about tractors, the cartwheeling lions, and the international stage debut of handsome but uncooperative Benny the Rooster. I love this school, which was built with bricks handmade by townsmen with sand from the English family's homestead 49 years after General Lee surrendered. It's the oldest in the county named in the general's honor. And the kids who fill it probably don't even realize that just 4 decades ago, they wouldn't have all been there, just the white ones. So, my child goes to a school where a Confederate general and a great inventor hang framed on either side of the stage. What do I make of that? Well, we are raising Nash in the South, the strange subtropical South, where banal evil shoulders up against ordinary good every day, where our confusing, conflicted history doesn't just sit tucked away in some attic chest. Instead, it spills into our kitchens, onto our roads, and into our grade school auditoriums. And as it does, we just do the best we can and hope everyone else does too. For me that night, doing my best, meant baking a batch of sugar cookies for those kids who'd made it through another year of school. Nash hiked himself up on the kitchen counter, waiting impatiently as I took down a dented aluminum bowl, blended together butter and sugar, then cracked in a couple of eggs from our hens. Soon as I was done, he reached for the beaters, which I handed him, shushing the "raw eggs, bad mother" voice in my head, with something I once read about no case of salmonella ever being found in a home-based flock. After he'd scampered off, I rolled the dough into cherry-sized balls, then flattened them with the tarnished tines of one of Grandma's old silver forks, leaving cross-hatched grooves in each. Once baked, I sprinkled them with sugar, mini beads of orange, yellow, and green I shook from containers of each color. The tiny pellets skittered through the fork print channels, scattering onto the cookie sheets as I spatula lifted them onto a paper plate. Dixie brand, by the way. I once overheard a colleague, wise in the way of such things, tell me that whenever she hears someone say, "It doesn't matter to me if someone is black, white, yellow, orange, or green," you can bet that indeed it does matter on some level. By the time Nash handed those cookies out to his classmates, each crumbly one was covered in multicolored, mixy, messy confetti. I trusted, for those kids, at least, it didn't matter.
Amy Bennett Williams is a news press storyteller. Her columns appear every Thursday and Sunday. You can listen here most Friday mornings and online at wgcunews.org.